I want to share math as well.
Yeah, right. Okay. Here's some pudding for Cedar. This is more said on the paper that I can give over, but I figured let's try. So today is yesterday was Zion. Zion was the Moshe Rabbeinu's your site was also Moshe Rabbeinu's
Birthday.
birthday.
But I saw somewhere that it was Esther's yahrzeit. Really? That's what just said.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
So
With that, oh,
the
yeah.
Medrash says,
Rest.
yeah. So the
What?
Medrash says that when Haman found evidence, when Haman saw that there are others, he got very happy because he knew that it was the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's passing. So he thought that this is a day that he can get the Eden to finish up because the Eden are weaker on that day. Like, I call upon him. And the parents didn't know that he got born. So we see from here that God halei the mei mamisa. So that's the matter says that the birthday is bigger than the day of the person finishes. And actually, so what's this birthday changes over the whole month of Adar. Mishenichlas Adar mamisa. What's unique about Purim is if you have Yom Tei Pesach, we don't say the whole Pesach is on the whole month. Sure, Sivan. Of course, the Yom Tov makes the month, but here the whole month is, and that's it's like on the other side, Av the Tisha B'Av, of course, the whole month of Ifadreit, and this is makes the whole month be B'Simcha, and Marim B'Simcha, not B'Simcha. Why? Because it's forced to be Siv Hashem B'Simcha all the time. So if you talk about Simcha, it has to be a ribui, a lot. And from this Simcha brings Meshach Rabbeinu is the Gael Yisrael. This brings Chedesh Nissan, the Gula from Mitzrayim, and Gelachin. It says that Meshach will be also the Gelachin, the Mashiach, even though Mashiach comes from Shevet Yehuda. So how that works out, we'll figure it out. So I wanted to have just a few points about what is Simcha. So right away, Mizmor LeSeder, we have a Seder 17 day. It's a very easy capital to remember. It's Kuf 100, and the first Pesukim of Mizmor LeSeder is a song for the Korban Teda, Hodiyos Hashem Kol Haaretz, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, serve Hashem B'Simcha. So what is Simcha? Because so here's this so on the Pashto level, says Rashi, Ivdu we call Kachalama. Why B'Simcha? Do ki Hashem will the king, because you know that Hashem is your God. Kishem Mishalim, Schat will ask him when Hashem will pay you that Hashem he pays for your work. I will aid the Abed's Gilulim, but Goyim, they serve their idols, Ein Lam Lavi B'Simcha, they have no Simcha, because Ein Mishalim Sachar, there's nobody to pay them for the work. The Radak says, different Mepharshim on this Pasuk of Yisham Sech, Shaliti Avidosi L'masa, when you serve Hashem, you can't serve Hashem as if it's a burden. A lot of times we find ourselves making a checklist. We have to insert in our everyday life a simcha, and simcha is not something which comes as you know. Simcha is probably the most elusive midah a person can have. Everybody's searching for simcha, and people work a whole life trying to find it. But really, simcha is comes from something. Simcha comes from being who you are, from doing the Avedis Hashem, and that's really the point I want to bring out. Sefarno writes. In the Pasuk later, it says, "Lifnei Hashem lekecha masmachtem in Be'amidbar." It says, "If you're b'simcha, keroy l'chol eva." If you're serving Hashem with ava, not only with yira, you can be b'simcha. So what? And then the Ebenezer writes, "Minchah eved like this." And Natsav, somebody who was eved is usually Natsav. He's usually sad or depressed. I came b'simcha, but you b'simcha don't you have to be b'simcha. Okay, so what is the simcha? Obviously, when a person realizes, I think the kudah is what you're pointing at, and this is why other you can be marvin b'simcha, because other Hashem showed a tremendous ava to Eden. We saved them from a terrible gzeira, and Eden showed a tremendous mistake nefesh to the Eibishter. It was like it was as Eden really realized they made a mistake by the Sudas HaChashverosh, or they bowed down to the Tzelem, they did tshuva, and Hashem showed this tremendous ava to Eden. And that connection that should bring the simcha. When a person realizes, a person thinks about who they are, brings up, a person realizes that who am I? I'm a creation. And I have a neshama. And my neshama I have a tremendous service to serve Hashem. Not just I have to serve Hashem. I have a zchus to be able to make Hashem happy, to fulfill His desire, His ratzon, and therefore that's why I'm a simcha. Simcha, that's what I'm looking for. I'm a simcha because I think about who am I serving? I'm serving Hashem. Who can say, which creation can say that they are doing something to fulfill the purpose of the Creator? Everybody's busy with themselves. Everybody today is busy. It trickled down to even very people looking at their own life. What can make us happy? How can I feel good, emotionally healthy? Am I emotional here? Am I emotional there? Everybody's busy holding with themselves. If you're busy with yourself, it goes to the next pasuk I want to show you. If you're busy with yourself, you turn over the page on top of the page, and the pasuk in Yeshayahu. And he says, V'yosvu anovim b'Hashem. The anovim will gather with the Eibishter, simchan, there'll be simchan. So you see clearly that the pasuk is connecting the midah of anova with the midah of simcha. And that's exactly what I was going to. That the real simcha doesn't come when you're busy with yourself. When a person is busy with themselves, I'll say that first and I'll show you inside. The person is busy with themselves with the Torah, I deserve, you had this, every other line, you deserve better. I deserve better. Deserve a hin, deserve a head. People try to get you to buy things because you deserve better. But they're reserving. So when a person in marketing, yeah, you deserve it. So when a person is busy what he deserves, especially if he's a royal person, so he never. The fact is, then he can never be besimcha because he never has what he really deserves. Because even at this point, you think you deserve this, and you got it. But tomorrow, you find another reason why you deserve better. The marketers know that, right? You always want better. So there can be, as long as a person is busy with themselves, they can never be simple. And you see it. You remember, see, they can get sidetracked. They can make a good shot on the Google photo album, 100%. But they say that they are living b'simcha. They don't live b'simcha because they're missing this, and if they only had this, and this is missing there, and it's missing there. Versus if a person's simcha comes from anav. Anav means Hashem created me. What's an anav? What's the core? Ability to be an anav is the recognition that everything I have is from Hashem. That's what makes me an anav. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest anav of all time, not because he didn't recognize his ma'alos. He knew exactly who he was. He was only he took it out of Mitzrayim. He made all the nisim. He split the yam. So he went on Hasin and got the Torah. He spoke days upon. There was never a navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, and there will never be a navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew all that. You can't be fooling yourself. So if a person knows all these milas, and then he meets a simple yid, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest other fnei kol adam. If he met any person, maybe I've even seen places even by a goy, because another wasn't that he didn't know his milas. His another was that everything he had is from Hashem. Starting from him, everything he has, his life, his being, is from Hashem. So if it's from Hashem, then everything I have, I'm thankful. So I'm thankful for everything Hashem gives me. And being the first time explained by Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll see it can work for everybody. Moshe Rabbeinu says to himself, if I know I have a lot of milus, I went on Hasina, I took the luchos from the Eivishter. I sat 40 days and 40 nights on Hasina and didn't have to eat and drink. I'm like a malach, right? But all is, I'm an anav because I know, but I am a son of Amram. I'm the seventh, and I was a son of Levi. I have tremendous yichus, and Hashem gave me all these talents that I have. Hashem gave me that neshama. You can't be a Moshe Rabbeinu because there's only one Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, how could I feel myself better than somebody else because he wasn't given that? So I can feel better, right? And an honest reflection of one of oneself. A Balgaiva will say, hey, "What's a Balgaiva? Balgaiva that I have, it's mine." When you realize that yours, you were given this. So then he's an anav and looks at someone and he says, but here's one more point. He says to himself, if this simple person, this simple workshopper, would be given my milus, here comes a deeper knach, then maybe he would even be better than me. So somebody who's doing self-reflection, somebody who's making a cheshbon, an anav will say, not only, what am I, everything happens, I do, I'm better. One second. What happens if this guy was given the milus? If he was a son of Amram, and if he was a grandson of Levi, and if he was given all the milus he has, what would this guy would have done? Maybe he would have done better with it. I know I'm working hard, and I'm doing my avodah, but everything I'm accomplishing is all as much as I can do. Maybe he would do better. So therefore, when he looked at somebody, he was able to see himself, or take his milus and not use his milus at feeling greater than somebody else. Yeah, awesome. He could have accomplished
Be their
more.
own.
He could have accomplished more. It's you, God. He did what he accomplished. But if this woodchopper would have been given his mindless estavos, and he would have done it, maybe it would have been better than me.
But it's not being trying, it's my own
I
company.
got it. I got it. But I'm saying, but in terms of
Because
feeling, that was an interesting note. I think people met pass on when we do it. So Vyasu, I'm finishing the second. Vyasu, Hashem Simcha. When is there simcha? When a person's an onuf, not when he's full of himself, not when he's thinking that I deserve an I. Look where I am. I was born like this, and I'm this, and I work so hard. And because everything, so if a person brings this back to his Adam Amayul, the person was created to serve Hashem. So whatever Hashem is giving him, he's thanking Hashem with simcha. And then, so again, so what is simcha? Simcha is a byproduct or comes from when a person recognizes his who he is, and how he can accomplish, and what he has accomplished, and I always talk about this other part, and what he is doing is making Hashem happy. So if he puts it all together, then he has a sense of simcha, not because he's a Baal Gaiva and he deserves a because he's an Anav, and he's doing what Eibishter wants him to do. He can realize, look, I have an opportunity to serve Hashem. Yes, I'm in a painful situation, but I have an opportunity. Who am I? I was created for this. And Hashem wants me to do it, so I'll do it. And I have the simcha of having accomplished. It was hard. It was hard. It was hard to dig the gold mine. It was hard to. This morning, I was watching a little kid in shul. We live in a very far out place, and this kid comes to shul. Is a job for him also. He comes from Dhamma. But anyways, and he goes up to the bima and he's counting out the pennies. I realized what he was doing. You know, pennies are not in
circulation anymore.
A second guy I saw, the other guy, Sunday, I saw an adult doing it. The other pushkin was taking all the pennies. When do you think pennies going to be worth more than a penny? I'm not sure when. I don't know about his lifetime. But look at a person. This kid is doing this, meaning right now it's worthless. Oh, it's worth a penny. It's so worthless they don't mint it anymore. They don't mint it anymore. But he's looking, what's this going to be worth later? Because now you can't get do it anymore. If a person will stop and second, I'm going to this world, mitzvahs are cheap. These mitzvahs are like pennies. What is it going to be worth after 120 years? I mean, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. You can't. This day comes, this day goes. Whatever mitzvah you got, and it's out of print anymore. That's it.
Oh, we'll still be doing them, but we'll be doing mitzvahs, but it won't
But
be.
no, you have to. We do mitzvahs on a whole different level. But
Right.
Mashiach comes, right? So if a person stops and thinks about this type of his business, then he's besimcha. Did he have it hard? Yes, it was hard. But if he's an onav, if he looks at it not in terms of what I am, I need and I need and I need more and I need this. So then, if a person who needs and has the needs and has deserves and has all these things, they really can't be besimcha. They can try as much, try very hard to get themselves drunk on whatever they have, but the simcha that we're talking about will never be there. Okay, so that's what he said. What happened? One of the things, other happened is kimu v'kiblo. They didn't recognize that there and Hashem was one, and they went mesiras nefesh, not to separate. That means one, but they got the Torah. There was an aspect of Hashem putting the matan Har Sinai on them and pushing them to get the Torah. Here they didn't do it on their own. You know that Haman and Rasha made a gzeira on Eden. If a person would have jumped ship, if he would have said he's a goy, it's brought in for him, then he would have been saved. Even though he would have, if he became a goy, not one year became a goy. Nobody. Everybody says nefesh. All the children. Now imagine the children going through this year. This was a long time from where they knew they're going to get killed. They knew they exhaled they should get killed on the 13th of Adar. Imagine the trauma that they had. I couldn't make it again. Imagine the trauma. So after the trauma went away, why do you keep on talking about it? Why do you remember every single year? I want to hear an answer to this. The kids, we got saved. They're not talking about it. Never happened. What are you talking? You're celebrating it. You're reliving it. You're talking about it again and again. All the men and women should have to get killed. Because a Yid understands that all of this, and this next part of what I want to talk about, is that a Yid understand that whatever is happening to them is not happening to them so because Haman got into power. They realize Hashem wasn't happy with them. So they realize all they have to do is get back to Hashem and to say, that's exactly, so where's the trauma? It was a wake-up call for the Yidden to get back to Hashem. They got back to Hashem, so that was it. It wasn't something He said they read it right, and every part of our goal is we've always read it right every time. So it comes brings me now to the next page two. You have over here I printed out a piece from Esther Rabbah, means Medrash Rabbah and Megillas Esther, and it says like this: it's a very big arichas of our Haman sent to all the leaders and convinced them. They should all get together and kill the Yidden. And his argument is a kind of crazy argument. That Ahasuerus says that he's afraid of the God of the Jews because he's very mighty. He drowned Pare. So he said, Haman says, yeah, but now he's old. Because Nebuchadnezzar came in and destroyed his house. So now he's too old to fight back. So now you can get him. So that was the clinch argument. I don't know if that worked.
Who had this argument?
Look, look, it says Esther.
Hashem. Oh,
the God of the Jews got old, and now he can't fight back. Yeah, maybe you have to build a second one. Anyways, Esther. So he said yes. So he got his. And by the way, it says that Haman, this whole suga, you know this also, was all a setup from Haman. Haman wanted to make the Eden sin because he knew that the God of the Eden hate this type of partying with Zima, and that's what he did. So he knew, as if my point is very clear, the Goy knows and the Yid knows that everything is happening to them, it depends on their connection with Abisha. That's where it comes, that's where it starts. And they got them to sin. And Bemela, when this was signed, and was given the hands of Ham, if you can visualize this, he was walking with this whole gang of guys. Imagine this Nazi or these Hamas guys with the green berets over there, they're walking as they're proud. And they see Motcha, because Motcha, remember, was Shara Melech, right? And the Motcha was walking in front of them. And then the Motcha sees three Tanakis, sees these children, they were coming. I highlighted it because these are interesting things, why the Medrash has to tell where they're coming from. And how it has a part of the story. So Mordechai ran after them, Haman sees Mordechai has sudden interest in these kids. So Haman sees and Zochabura sees how you rots Mordechai after Tanekis, that Mordechai is running after the Tanekis. He went to Mordechai. That's my issue. They realized that Mordechai must ask him something. Maybe he wants to know directions or something. They wanted to know what he wants. Tell me what you learned today in the Cheder. So I just numbered it out. Just easy reading. So one of them said, and that's a pasuk in Mishlei. Don't be afraid from a sudden danger. Don't be triggered. And from plans of Hashem that they will come, and you should not be afraid. Don't be afraid. The second one says that what this first one said. The second one says, and he quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya, and he says, "I learned." But he said he gives a whole akdama. He doesn't say Amalei. He says, "Anikri said I learned today." And he's finished. We learned many psukim, and I finished with this pasuk. Which pasuk we finish with? The pasuk of Utsu Eitz Besufar. They will make Eitzes, and Hashem will abolish them. Davru Dover. They will make plans against Yidden. V'lo Yakum. They will not come to be. Ki Imanu Kel. The reason is because we have Hashem is with us. And then the Medrash says further. But pasuk Hashlishi. Remember, the third child says a third pasuk in Yeshaya, and he says Vatzikna Nihu. Some people say this is something after all they know. Vatzikna niu till my old age, I niu vatseva till sikna and seva is older. And the esbil, I will carry them. And the asisi, I made them. And the esa, the esbil, my malat Hashem says I will. Even though zikna, a person feels weak or save even weaker, Hashem says I need asisi, I made this teva. And the esa, I will carry him. And the esbil, my malat, and you will be saved from the old age problems. So Mordechai hears this, his sochak became happy, he became very, very visibly very happy, to the point, Amalei Hamasam says to him, Mordechai, ma yaseh sasimcha, what are you so happy with? So samachti l'divet nikas alova, that these children told you something, these words, Amar, he said, he answered them, apsura tevish b'sra'b'sroni, because they gave me a b'sura of teva, they gave me good news. I should not be afraid. Remember, Haman's coming out with this parchment that has a decree. He's going to copy and send out to all the 127 countries. So he said, Maratcha tells him, I just got good news. Shall the Efchad, I should not be afraid from the Eitzah Hara, from the Ebed Eitzah, she adds to Leno that you are planning against us, Eden. So Miyad caused Haman the Rasha, so Haman the Rasha became very angry. Haman, he said, Eini ani shleich yodai, I'm not going to, Atchilo, and my first victims are going to be El Ebed Atanekes, and these children. And apparently he was the first victim, but this is a piece of the Medrash I wanted to talk about. This is I'm going to share with you a Torah that I learned, and it's everybody knows this, right? This is not something everybody knows. I just want to show you inside, and I want to show you a few things that really lends to asking a few good questions and understand what really happened here. First of all, why is everything in Torah is diyuk? Why is what's the gate that came from Beis HaSefer? Why does one child say right away Atim Bachpis, and the other one says I learned, and this is the pasuk I stopped. And if you say that Mordechai was happy, what's the biggest question here is it seems like Mordechai was looking at the words that came out of these Tanakhs as a nevuah, and there's an aspect of asking a child a pasuk, and between nevuah he says a pasuk. I remember my father, when he went through a situation, he stopped the kid and he asked him, what did you learn today in yeshiva? And the kid told him the pasuk of B'chol Sarasim Leitzar, Hashem is with everybody, something like that. So he took it from Akoponim. There's an aspect of but here it doesn't say two things. First, it says he doesn't refer to a nevuah, he refers it to a besudah teva, right? And the biggest problem is, if he had a certain nevuah, then nothing's going to happen. Why does he put on a sack of ephah? Why does he put on a sack and ashes? And why is he going around getting into the tshuva? And the Esther has to go there. What happened? You know it's going to be good, so go home and have a cup of coffee. Maybe not coffee in those days. I don't know. Whatever they were drinking there. I was trying to say l'chaim. I don't know. Arak. What's this? So obviously it wasn't a nevuah. This was just not me. So what's up? So what was it? So the explanation is going like this. Let's understand a better question, and this is, it gives a bigger insight in the whole story of Purim. How the Megillah tells us how the whole thing happened. Mordechai, Achashverosh says everybody has to bow down to Haman. Haman is wearing a getchko; he's a getchko himself. And Mordechai doesn't bow down to Geshki, he's not allowed to. And then they tell Haman that he's not bowing down, he gets angry, and he doesn't get angry at Mordechai, he just gets angry at Am Mordechai, right? Haman didn't want to get rid of Mordechai, he's going to get rid of Haman. So that's the whole thing started. So here's the question, where did Haman get, what's the point? Why didn't Mordechai want to bow down to Haman? Because he believed in David. And Ayid is not allowed to bow down to Avedah Zarah. So when he realized that the reason why Mordechai is not bowing down to him, not because he had a problem, he was jealous of his position, he didn't bow down to him because he's part of a Jewish nation. He's part of a nation that doesn't bow down to Haman's. He's a part of a nation that doesn't bow down to anything other than Hashem. So really, he realizes that getting rid of Mordechai alone, it's not because Mordechai is a Nasi and he's a leader and they get rid of him. All Jews are like that. Jews don't bow down. To Eden of Amunah, and they don't bow down to Avodah Zarah, and therefore and Haman held himself as a big knacker. So therefore, he's going to fix that. But the question then is: so that's why he wants to kill all the Eden. But then, how did he? How was he able to get to do this? How was he able to get to make a Gzeira and Eden like that? So what the Gemara tells us: so one of the things, the reason why the Gzeira happened, because the Eden bowed down. Nebuchadnezzar made a tzelem. He made an idol. And they didn't bow down to it. That means even though they didn't bow down, so what's the chus for the Eden? Because they didn't bow down because they wanted to bow down. They bowed down because they were forced to. But Lupayel, they did bow down. That means their Amunah didn't permeate into the thought and speech and action. That means Amunah was there, but it was silent. It was quiet. It was not affecting the way they acted. And this, since they didn't bow down to the Tzelem, so that gave Muhammad the koyach to go after Eden. Again, this is the Nakuda. Nakuda is Eden's existence, Eden's life, Eden's simcha. It has always connected to their connection to Hashem. If they're pogeya and they connect to Hashem, then the homos come and try and can do what they want to do.
So how does that answer the question? What
Well,
happened?
we're going to get there, but I'm just giving you a little bit of a foundation because this fits into what we're learning about Emunah and Bitachon. So I thought this is a good. So this is the story of Purim. The story of Purim is Mordechai doesn't bow down to Avodah Zarah. Haman gets angry at Mordechai because it's not only him, it's all Yidden. The reason why Yidden were able to be have Zera on them because they were Pagaya. It means like this: every doesn't Hashem, every cannot bow down, every won't bow down. But the payoff, since he's Mordechai, he was Mordechai's problem. Mordechai saw that by Yidden, their moon is not alive. Their moon is quiet. They were able to push them and nudge to do things that Yidden don't do. So at Golus, Yidden were told, "Bow down to Bezalel, I'll kill you," and they died. They couldn't. They wouldn't do it because a Yid cannot be separate from Hashem, even just in an action. Even in an action that it doesn't really believe in, a Yid won't do because his moon is so strong, it permeates his thought and speech and action of his doing. At that point in time, it didn't. At that point in time, the Yidden were lulled into a situation where they did do an action where the Emunah didn't permeate. That means, so Mordechai was now concerned. He realized that the Gezeirah is coming from the Eden's lack of Emunah in Hashem, but how is he going to wake it up? That was his worry was, how is he going to wake up the Emunah from the Eden in order to defend them against the terrible Gezeirah? He knew that the whole problem is because he didn't bow down to Avodah Zarah. He knew that when he didn't bow down to Avodah Zarah, that's why Haman was able to get Gezeirah L'mayla. And Gezeirah L'mayla, as the Medrash spells out, trickle itself down. The Haman here gets the kayak to make it such a gzeira. So what do you got to do? You got to do tshuva. How is he getting into the tshuva? So when he ran over to these kids, and here's a very, very powerful lesson in chinuch also. He ran over to these children, and he asked them, "Psekli, what did you learn today in cheder?" And they tell him three psukim of Amunah. And the deal here is that they're not only is they're learning it in school. The boy in the base are safer. They're coming out of yeshiva, and this is what they're bringing home. What are they bringing home? They bring home, first of all, Altir and Pachat Pesim. There's three levels of Emunah. The first thing is it hears a bad news, a news of a Gzeira. Every Yid instinctively knows that the Eivishter has Emunah in the Eivishter, and the Eivishter will protect him. It's Altir and Pachat Pesim. Don't be afraid. Don't be triggered. And besides, I mean, I'm using the word don't piss him. Don't be. And without a reason, there's no reason. That's and then the, so when the child said that, he realized that by the end, it's healthy. If kids are talking about it, that means they didn't have. That's the sort of tape he was happy with. And that's why he got excited. Now his eyes took a parasak vefer, and I started talking to Yidden because he knew now he has to fend the flames and get them to the tshuva. What was bothering him was if Yidden are in a state like about that, the maybe who's talking to the walls?
He wanted to see
Yeah.
if the moon was there.
Yeah.
So,
Or yeah, maybe
yes,
he was searching, or searching for something. He finds, so he sees that it could be at that point in time it was on the low side. But look at this: kids are learning and say in yeshiva, and yeshiva they're talking about Emunah and they're repeating it. So there's three levels. But a child, the first child says he didn't learn much in yeshiva. He just learned one pasuk. Yeah? Yeah, but because he's a young child, and by him. The Emunah is on a simple level. He doesn't understand anything yet. There's no reason. Ayid knows that he's a Yid, or whether he knows he's a Yid, and then he knows he has a Emunah, the Eibishter will protect him. When he gets older,
he's learning this because of the
no, no.
difficulty.
But so the Vart is when he sees that Eden do are talking about the Emunah, and they're coming home, and they're gonna talk about it in the house. So it means it's a titzach by Eden. So now he goes, he puts Sakva. That's a basur of Teir Shem Sarah. Wasn't that Nevuah? Because that's Nevuah is a good question. So why didn't you that's
What does
Nevuah?
that way to do?
It roused him to tshuva. See, but I told Eden Chavri, you ate by the Suda, you bow down to the, that's no tshuva, and that they did tshuva. And then the Exeter was button's button.
It also showed that he did it only as a seed.
What?
He put on sack paper, not because he was distraught. He did it to a rat. Do you
Yeah,
think that?
okay, but coming here.
Even in Nebuah, we still have the fever. So
What's Bechira?
even with the Nebuah, we still have the fever. Like before the korban by Shini, when he was going around and give the Nebuah, the point was
Okay,
that
but it seems like he was. It seems first of all, it doesn't say in the it say. He didn't look at it as a nevuah. If you have a nevuah, it's going to be good. Hashem doesn't retract the nevuah. I mean, he was obviously told he didn't do tshuva, but there's a big emphasis. And he went to Beis Nefesh. He gathered 24,000 children, and they weren't supposed to be learning, and they knew they had to do tshuva. There was a tshuva going on there. So if you have a nevuah, it's going to be good. I mean, obviously you're doing tshuva every day, but not in the level that the Megillah is talking about. 3 day fasting. He was mevat. He was mevatel. He was. That's a good nevuah. Nevuah.
The band rule like before the four button. It was
Yeah,
a
I
band
understand.
rule
Okay, but this is a nevuah that's good. They're going to be saved. This bad nevuah you can turn around a bad nevuah also. But I'm saying, but the nevuah that they told them, but it'll be good.
And they didn't know about the Gezeirah yet.
Hino,
I'm saying
Mat
they
Chayada.
didn't.
In the look of the matter, it's Meisha Rabbeinu told asked if it's sealed in blood on earth, and they said they he was told it was the earth. So he took what told Mordechai to get eaten to tshuva and in his battle. So Mordechai ran around doing that. But if he was told it would be good, then what's the say? You know, the battles the Seder that year, the first night of Pesach, they fasted. That means it was real stuff. So the Besruni, Besuras Tevesh Besruni means he realized, and this is what we come together every week, we talk about Amunah B'tochen. He realized that if there was a weakness of Amunah, that's only because for the moment, but even their Amunah that's in there is really healthy, and they're still talking about it, and all he has to do is bring it out stronger, and without Amunah, they'll fix the mistake from before, and Hashem will forgive them, and that's what happened.
Maybe if you ask adults,
and if you look,
if you ask adults, they want to talk Amunah. So they get confronted with.
So interestingly enough, it's interesting. You know, you talk to people. I do with a lot of people, and you always come this very troublesome statement people make. But our generation is too weak. Imagine the kids would have said that to Mordechai. Our generation is too weak. You're talking about 70 years in Golos. You know, that we have a calculation of time, and time is over. Mashiach's not coming.
See, that's philosophizing.
What's philosophizing?
People walk into the store, and right? It's like. Maybe
yeah.
But they'll still say, I believe in
yeah, but that's but that Amunah, that's not strong enough to battle Gzeira. That is the connection has to you have to bring them to Mesiras Nefesh. No.
They just talk the talk. A lot of
they didn't talk they didn't talk the talk. They were talking about what the kids were talking, not talking the talk. They're not
what
this,
they learned. Like,
they learned and they're bringing this home in the street. What you learn? They're bringing they come from Mesiras Nefesh, come home and they're gonna talk. So he realized now he has to go and he can and he can fix it. The second one says more. The second one, after you have the basic amunah that the Ebrish is there, so he says, I got the drush. Look at number two. I learned today. I learned more than one pasuk. Well, you should know that Shkocha Pratis is a madati up Beis HaSefer. But in this pasuk, I stood on Beis HaSefer. Which pasuk? Utz Eitz V'Sufa. They will plan and they will get undone. Dab Dab V'lo Yakum. Why? Kimonu Kill. So now we're bringing in. So now that's what we do every week over here. We're not just saying we have Amunah and we go, and that's a beginning. I'll teach them Parat Pesach. But the second you have to take that Amunah, now you have to take it and you have to learn about it and you have to realize why came Manuel because Eibush is with us. And then we learned, like for example, in B'tochen, that since Eibush is with us, we have to do with Eibush. Eibush is doing what we want, so we have to do the Eibush one. The whole story of Purim is exactly that. When you want to have bracha begashmis and bonu chaim in the vichas and the geya to you to do Hashem's ratzon, it's not taish. You have it, and that you have, in order to get bracha begashmis, you have to have a connection with the Eibush. So ki monu keil. So there is a seichel deke answer to what's going on, and the third one goes even further. The third one goes, and he says a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's an interesting pasuk. Sometimes you're in a situation where apitav the Eibush made the person gets old, and that's it. I guess a week, and the Eibush loses it. The Atash Zikna, right? So the pasuk says Vat Zikna Niu Vat Seiv Ani Esba. Why? Because he says, "And the Asisi, and the Esav, and the Esmal, I'm going to carry you." That means even by Teva, you're getting older and weaker. You should know there's an aspect the Eibushter will carry you, even in Baderach Teva. You do get older. Even in that area of Teva, I will still carry you and save you out of it. By Malik, I will save you. So the basic point is that when Mordechai hears that the chinuch of kids, I mean, they had to have a melamed, more than one melamed, and they were teaching these kids. So he realizes Taki, there was a problem, they bowed down, but now he realizes that there is a moon by Yidden, they're alive, it's well vocal, they're going to go home, they're going to talk about it, they'll come from yeshiva. And that's what we're talking about. So now he jumps in and he starts, okay, Basel, let's all get, and he was good. Not the Chashon was saying that he didn't have a moon. His worry was if Haman was able to get this gzeira, meaning that the Munav Eidna was asleep, how is he going to wake us up? So he saw that's not so asleep. So that's why, forget, that's where he ran. He did all his stadlers and he made sure to, he went to the streets and he cried, he didn't do tshuva. And they did do tshuva. They did do tshuva. Well, right, because the moon is there. So what are these? I hear a lot of times people saying today's generation, everybody is so numb. Everybody is so tzedreit. Part of the reason is the cell phones. Yeah. So everybody is so tzedreit, everybody is so ADD. And this I think is a good lesson for us, no? That by eating have a moon is healthy, but everybody has a moon in the shamba. And our children and the chazach. You talk about teaching our children. If our children are not being taught Emunah, what's going to be? I don't know, I'll tell you. Everybody today, they're coming into our schools. It's just mind-boggling. And maybe one Rebbe is thinking about Emunah. And I imagine if this would happen in today's day and age, one of the kids could have told them what Aristotle said. I don't know what some philosopher said. I don't know. Some coping mechanism thinking. Don't worry about it. Life is a bowl of lemons, bowl of cherries. I don't know exactly. Make lemonade. So this big medrash and this story, the very famous story, teaches us that as long as the children are being mechonuch properly, and actually that's why it's not connected with Matan Torah. And Matan Torah also, even the children were not even by then. They just didn't want to give the Torah to make sure that who are the Arevim, who are the guarantors of the Torah the first time around? The children. And here you see again that the children, with good chinuch for children, brings big bracha. And Haman, like I said, that he's the first, Haman realized this. Haman was against the whole thing, so that's where Haman finishes off. He says, Miad kas Haman, he said, oh, so he realized if the kids are having munda, so that's what, it wasn't disconnected thing, oh, they said the wrong thing. He realized this is, his whole thing was, he wanted to say to the Eibush that the Eden are not listening to you, and these guys are going to come and make shuva, because we do have a munda in Hashem, so then his whole plan is going to be gone. So he got very angry at him. So the lesson we get from this pasuk, from this medrash, is that we have to know that we have to teach at least our kids a good chinuch, to have a strong emunah, and not to say, and even adults, you can't say, I have not met, I shouldn't say, I can't remember anybody I spoke to, but emunah betochen, they said, they don't relate to it at all. Some of them would say, well, that's an aveda, but to say that, I see those people that did take it seriously and did look at the emunah betochen properly, and did do. So then they saw big nisim. Okay, one more thing over here. Look on page 3, I brought over Rashi, brings it. After hearing this Hobbesur Teva, right? So Rashi says, Balachalim Amalei, the Balachalim came to him and told him, Shaskim El Yenu Kach Rashi, that the mask on the Milo, the fish is takbul the tzavim in the chalatzav, and the second thing, and then the shlam, so the chashmedesh. So he realized how you save Eden is by getting closer to Hashem. And another very encouraging Rashi is on top of Perek Gimel, if you look on top, it's highlighted. Is acher advar me'ela gidlach mel chashmedesh some ben dos agogi. After the whole story
Where are you?
Huh? Perigimel. So Rashi says, sort of that the whole party, everything the Abishah was doing, was already somebody set the refuah before the market. And Gidl has a Muhammad because we're baited before the makosh. So Israel kadim shev makale. But together with that, you didn't have to arouse the refuah by getting closer to the Abishah. One more thing to give you a little kayak on Purim to be able to rejoice the way you're supposed to is on page 4. The pasuk Chav Ches is like this. So why do we do what we're doing in Purim? Why are we reading the Megillah? And why are we saying Mashal Chmanis? And why are we giving Matanis Levanim? And why are we eating a Seuda? These four mitzvahs. Is a Yom Ma'el and Iskar V'nasim. These days, I remembered V'nasim, B'chol Devedet. Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Medina, Medina. Every Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Medina, V'ivir, V'imei HaPurim Ha'ela, Le'yavru, The Mea Purim will never be forgotten from Yidden, and it will not be forgotten from the children. Says Rashi, Niskarim by Krisa Megillah. How will you remember by Krisa Megillah? V'nasam Simcha Mishta by having the Simcha, the Mishta, is the Suda. V'yem Tev lost his manas matanis to give manas to Shalach manas matanis Levin. Mishpachim is asum yachad. They get together. Ve'ichlo v'sheisin yachad. Everybody eats together. Ve'kach kiblu aleim she'purim le'yavu zechem le'kriyas hamigil. Here's a point. There's the words are here. Vayom elu niskarim. I remembered v'nasim. So Rashi niskar v'nasim. Nasim meaning the mitzvahs. The Shlach Kodesh writes a very very important piece over here, and he says like this. He says vayom elu these days of Purim niskarim when they remembered properly v'nasim then they actually be they're done. That means all the nisim. All the Yeshuas, all the great love that Hashem shows to the Eden on Purim is reenacted when you keep Purim the way it was supposed to be, when it's discarded, when it's remembered the way Hashem wants you to remember it, by what? By reading them, hearing the Megillah, by giving Matanos Levenim and Mashalach Manas and by eating a Suda. But in discarded, when you remember it properly, then the Nasim, then all the inyan of afurim happened again. Also, like hodim ma'is ayrav v'simcha v'sasim v'yikar is reenacted again. This pasuk is not only for Purim; it's for everything. Every yom tov you have it explains the shloah is in the skadim. When you remember, when you keep Shabbos properly, you keep Pesach properly. When you go from Purim to Pesach, you give Shavuos properly. You have to remember to eat a little cheesecake. And you, but I mean, the skadim properly. That means you hear the you're matan teira, you mekabel the teira sukkos properly. So when you yashadim kippah, when you in the skadim, when you are, it's not, so in other words, we're not when we are fulfilling a mitzvah of a Yom Tov, we're not remembering it in terms of, okay, this is what Jewish people do. We remind ourselves, you shouldn't forget. That's not what's going on. So now it's not a ceremony. It's not a ceremony. It's not a ritual that we're just doing because that's what Jewish people do. It's rather the nasim. It's actually by hearing the Megillah, all the inyanim of the Megillah get reenacted. When we're eating Mishnah v'simcha, all the inyanim home is being hung. Mordechai is being elevated. Esther is the queen and helps you. All these things are happening. How? By Niskarim. So if you remember this, so then when it comes to doing the mitzvah Purim, you don't say, when is this thing over? Or you watch some people. There's a Zaydi on my mother's side. There's a Zaydi, and he used to invite on the days of the Russians. He used to come to his house, and they used to fight bring the Russian people. It's a cold winter night, so I'm not going to start. But anyways, they drank mashke a lot, and sometimes after drink mashke, you see what happens on Purim. So it happens there also. But my great grandfather would have his own daughter. He had money, it seems like, and he had his own daughters clean up after him. Not the Mexican shakers. Interesting. That wasn't trauma. But my mother is one of the granddaughters. So I remember my bubby. They weren't traumatized by this. And Faket. And he said, tell them, he says, Kinderlach, the schmutz from the Fabringen, what even are here, Fabringen, Purim. What does it say? It's Purim. They come Purim and they made a big balagan over there and they made the tumble sauces and they drank and they whatever they did. And the house was a little bit of an uproar. And after they left, they had to go clean it up. So he said, says, Meidlach, the shmutz, you'll clean up. But the brachas, that's what I want to tell you. The skadim v'nasim. You can look at, oh, look at this. My table's out of whack and my leg is broken. The chayis, well, exactly what happens during these things. But you have to remember the dirt and all the uncomfort, that you're going to clean up. You got. The brachas that you get from this day, that's day. So it's very important to celebrate and celebrate it, to be misameich. Put him at your haftan. I want to say one more nekuda. You know, if I can say one more nekuda before I run out of time here, every Yom Tov has a special mitzvah. You know, sukkahs, we present the sukkah, Pesach, we eat matzah, Shavuos, we're back to the cheesecake. We're eating cheesecake. every Yom Tov, we have the own thing. But Purim, it doesn't seem like we're doing anything new. We're reading the Megillah, we read the Torah every week. We give tzedakah every day. We are sending, we're showing Avos Yisrael, we're sending packages to our friends. We have Avos Yisrael every single day. So we make it, so the Shabbos, so the Yom Tov. Why didn't the Chachamim enact a mitzvah special Purim? And all these questions have a list of answers, but I'm just sharing with you what the ones on my top of my list is that what's the whole thing of Purim? Purim was a moment in time where Haman argued that Eden don't care about your mitzvahs. They went to invite Hashem's party, and so Eden had to do tshuva, and they had to show that they're doing the mitzvahs. They do like the mitzvah, doing mitzvahs. They had the one, they started to fool them. How do you show when you really want to do a mitzvah? Well, you do it with a hidden. When you do a mitzvah, Kimu b'kibla yehudim. They even were makabal, they were so happy with the nest Ebersh did for them. They were so close to Hashem that they were makabal the whole Torah b'simcha. B'simcha, that's what we're doing, b'simcha. So we started talking about simcha. Where do you see simcha in your mitzvahs? When you're willing to do the mitzvah more than you have to. So a whole year, we give tzedakah, but a whole year we check out the guy's worthy, not worthy. Purim, call a pesha, so it's not that we did it. We are showing every mitzvah doing a Purim, we're doing with a simcha away. We're doing with an avodah away. Yeah, we don't have some packages of friends. I like your friend, very nice. But no, but on Purim, we take time and we send packages up to show, even though I don't have to send you a thing, I like you anyways, but I'm going to show you avodah Yisrael. I'm going to send you a Monday, I'm going to send you a nice Mashalach Monday's gift. When we do Kiris and Megillah, we do it by night and by day. I guess the other time we do is on Sechus Teira, but to get everybody together Monday night and we read the Megillah shows an extra chiba of reading the Megillah, which is part of Torah. And we're going to read it, but not just read it in the house. We're going to read it by B'nai Ramadas Melech. We'll make a tumul out of it. Now, by night, also by day. So every mitzvah we're doing, maybe Shtei B'Simcha. So we're making a party, and that party is a the point is Purim, the specialty of the mitzvah of Purim is not by adding another mitzvah, is by doing the mitzvah we did a whole year and doing it with a hiddah, with a simcha, and that's really what we should undertake. We should realize that we're doing a mitzvah, we're fulfilling our purpose in life, and we have opportunity and we have a schus to be able to fulfill Hashem's will. So we're going to do it with a simcha, because a simcha shows that we're doing it, not only we have to do it, but we want to do it. And I said this the last one, I'll tell you one little vatera, this is a good thing, fundamentally to understand people, all those that say that Nteira doesn't talk about the nefesh of a person. So there's a gemara that says, one of the his name was Bechanina. His rabbi was Masih ben Chorosh, and he was So he came to visit his rabbi in Rome. The rabbi had a yeshiva in Rome. No, he was this. He wasn't there. So I'm going to come back to me in a second. So So he came. He was makir klilus with rabbim, and he learned with them with rabbim, and at the end he was caught by the Romans and they actually burnt him. They killed him very, very with great suffering. So he came to his rabbi first, and he says to his rabbi, so his rabbi says, I hear that you're makel klilus b'rabim, and you're making me learn Torah publicly, and they're going to kill you. What are you doing? So he says, rabbi, Hashem b'rachim. Hashem will help. So he says to him, I'm talking to you. Anyways, he avoids the conversation further, because the next thing the mother says, he says to his rabbi, tell me, am I going to be a somebody who's in Mizeich to Ilam Habo? Am I going to be someone who's Mizeich Ilam Habo? So his rabbi, Mas Mechorosh, is one of the biggest annoyances. He says to him, tell me what you did and I'll let you know. So he says, I'll tell you what happened. Let's put him. I had money that was for tzedakah for Daniim. And I got mixed up with my money, and I didn't know what to do with the money anymore. So I gave the whole thing away to Anim. Oh, so he says, if that's what you did, then not only are you a Bela, I wish I would be with you in your Hilam Abba. So the obvious question is this. We talk about Anor. Rabbi Panay Betradi knew who he was. He was missing nefesh to keep Taylor going. But why in the world did he think he's not a Bela Abba? Right? That's an obvious question. That is easy. So the answer is given. It's a very short answer. He said like this. Of course he knew. Of course he knew that he was making after Torah, and of course he knew this. Hashem gives a schar for his avod and his avod neman. But what bothered him is maybe possibly the reason he's doing it is because he has a natural tendency to learn. That it's called in the yeah, what's called a modus chayda and modus levena. You have people that are into learning, keep their face in the book, and there are people that are. Yeah. So even by goyim, there are people that are born to wealthy families, and they just like to learn, and they'll give up all their wealth. They want to sit and learn. They don't care about the type of elamazeh. They just like learning what they're learning about the math and science, whatever they're learning. So lahavdol. So Rabbi Chiya B'Tanya's dilemma was, he realized what he was doing. But the question was, because elam habo is very much connected to your kavana, to your purity of your action, talk about simcha. So he asks his rabbi, tell me, what I'm doing is because I want to do what Hashem wants me to do, or because I'm just a marashchadinik? Am I giving up the gashmus and mazeh because I don't really care about the pizza, about the steak, or anything? It doesn't interest me. Or it's because I'm taka, I like them. So he says, Master Mechara says, tell me what you did, and I'll let you know. How do you know what's really about a person? So see what he's doing. So he says, you know, I had a situation, I had money, and I got mixed up. And the way I solved the problem, I gave all money away to the. So he says, such an action doesn't come from modus cheder. A modus cheder type of person doesn't. He's usually a very calculated person. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. And something got mixed up. Over, we got divided. Something else. Why don't we give everything? Someone gives everything away. Someone who the teva is the more open person. Yeah, he's having a problem with money away. So once he heard that, he realized that's not. This is really coming from a good place. He said, "Takia, you have been above. Not only you, I want to be with you." What does it teach us? What it teaches us is how we hear stories about people. People diagnose and stuff. People have their own tendencies. But if you see yourself I guess the real it is to start to see if you see yourself. A lot of times they try to describe people and they give labels on people. The two labels are partially contradictory. And but if it is be besimcha, be like the mother Levana, give, and then be besimcha, and that overcomes all the things, and you have been in Mabah. Okay, happy Purim, everybody.